Andrew Warhola was born on August 6, 1928, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He had two older brothers, Paul and John. His parents, Andre and Julia, had come to Pittsburgh from Mikova, a small village in what is now Slovakia. Andre came to the United States in 1912. Julia wasn't able to join him until 1921. Julia was very serious about her faith, which she shared with her sons. The family belonged to the Byzantine Catholic Church. Pittsburgh was a busy city full of factories. It was the home of many large companies, such as U.S. Steel, H.J. Hines, and Westinghouse Electric. Most neighborhoods were filled with the hard-working people who kept the factories going. The rich owners of the factories lived in mansions on the edges of the city. Andre worked in construction. Julia earned extra money by making flowers out of tin cans that she sold in wealthier Pittsburgh neighborhoods. Sometimes she worked as a house cleaner. Andy started kindergarten when he was 4. On the first day of school, a girl in his class hit him. Andy refused to go back and didn't return to school for a year. His brothers thought their mother was spoiling him. His mother worried about Andy all the time. She let him stay home from school for the slightest reason. But when he was 8, Andy became ill with a serious disease called rheumatic fever. Andy missed 2 months of school that year. He spent his days reading comic books and movie star magazines. Andy adored movies. He once wrote a fan letter to his favorite movie star, Shirley Temple, and got back an autographed picture from her. He kept the picture for the rest of his life. It was clear early on that Andy had a gift for art, and Julia encouraged him to draw. The nearby Carnegie Institute offered free art classes to children who showed a talent for art. Andy was selected for the classes when he was 9 years old. Andy was shy and quiet. As he grew older, the skin on his face looked ashy and pale. Doctors did not know what caused the problem. Later, he developed rosacea, a condition that made his nose turn lumpy and red. Andy hated his appearance. He looked nothing like the glamorous movie stars he admired so much. When Andy was just 13, his father died. Andre had always thought Andy had a talent for art. He left money to help send Andy to college.